Hello and welcome to the Wednesday, November 26, 2014 edition of the Sands and its Storm Center's Stormcast. My name is Johannes Ulrich and today I'm recording from Jacksonville, Florida. Interesting guest diary today from Xavier Mertens, who writes about how to use OSEC, not just to report about new hosts connected to your network, but also to automatically use Nmap to scan them for open ports. Pretty interesting little script he put here together using the active response feature in OSEC. Sadly, we had a little bit technical problems with this. If you read it early this morning, the problem is that the cross-site scripting defenses in our diary editor went a little bit overboard and didn't allow us to really post the XML snippets as we wanted, but that's fixed now, so you should be able to see them. And Adobe made this otherwise somewhat quiet week a little bit more interesting by releasing an out-of-band bulletin. This is actually an additional fix for a vulnerability that was initially patched in the normal November bulletin, but apparently the fix wasn't thorough enough, so Adobe published this additional bulletin in order to hopefully fully now fix this problem. Priority rating is only 2 for Windows, meaning that this is not currently being exploited, so probably okay to wait till next week to apply this particular patch. And with the start of the shopping season, the security of e-commerce sites, of course, becomes important again. And with that, one technique that many e-commerce sites use to assure customers of their security is security seals. Security seals are usually an upsell when you buy an SSL certificate, and the security seal does involve some kind of automated scan that the company runs against your site periodically to essentially test basic vulnerabilities. Well, what the paper here outlines is that these automated scans are, which is somewhat expected actually, not all that thorough or not all that useful, but even worse, some of these seals, and that's sort of a part of the design and the feature, will automatically disappear from the site if a vulnerability is discovered. These vendors use the same set of tests against all sites that subscribe to the service, so an attacker can subscribe to the service and then figure out which new test was added by this particular vendor, and then if the seal disappears, the attacker has a better idea as to what particular vulnerability may apply to this site. So pretty interesting. Also, they found that the validation some of these vendors do in order to figure out if someone owns a site is pretty lacking, and as a result, someone can claim, for example, to be the owner of a particular site and then, of course, see the vulnerability report. On the other hand, since the scans are very basic, it may be easier for the attacker to just run Nessus themselves. And then some criticism about the just released government spyware detector, Detect. Apparently the software isn't written all that well itself, does contain a number of questionable security choices, and also creates quite a few false positives, in particular if you already have antivirus or anti-malware installed. In part, as it scans the memory, it will trigger on some of the signatures that other anti-spyware solutions have loaded and then trigger those anti-spyware solutions as spyware themselves. This is something that certainly has happened in the past, and actually we did have a false positive in last month's false positive series that sort of dealt with the problem that once the antivirus scanner is loaded, the signatures are decompressed in memory and themselves may trigger alerts. And in case you need a nice party trick for the Thanksgiving holiday, if you're visiting family and they happen to be subscribed to AT&T Uverse, turns out the set-top box that comes with AT&T Uverse has some very simple and basic problems with its web interface. Well, sort of they tried to hit at least three of the OWASP top 10. Maybe there are more for you to find. Client-side authentication would be one of them. For example, after you log in, you don't get a proper session cookie, instead just a cookie with the MD5 hash of your username. Anyway, this is it for today. Thanks again for listening. The next podcast will be on Monday due to the Thanksgiving holiday. Have a good holiday and hope you don't have to travel too far. Bye.